Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Aldrete. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Scott Lighty. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Carce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Tettleton. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting 8th. The DH, Scott Livingstone. Batting 9th. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kreuter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There goes Fryman. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Fryman steals second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to home to get Whitaker. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. One out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kreuter hits a fly ball into right field. Leidy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosius strikes out. 1 out. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Leidy hits a line drive towards third. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Leidy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brosius. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aldrete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Moore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Livingstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete scoops it up and throws to first, with Carce covering, for the out. one out. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreider is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreider strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Lighty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brocious, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to third. Vince Horsman now pitching. Dan Gladden pinch hits for Scott Livingstone. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Lighty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Barnes now playing first base. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0 for 1 in the game. Brocious strikes out. 1 out. Scott Lighty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lighty is 0 for 1 in the game. Lighty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hammond is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammond hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kreider is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreider hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fryman hits a line drive towards third. Paquette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into center field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Gomez now playing shortstop. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0 for 2 in the game. Aldrete hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brocious is 0 for 2 in the game. Brocious hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Henry Mercedes now catching. Scott Brocious now playing shortstop. Scott Hammond now playing center field. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 3 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kreuter moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kreuter scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Whitaker tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Fryman moves to second. It's 9-0, Tigers. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brocious fields it and throws to second for the out. Fryman moves to third. Two outs. Chris Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing left field. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Leidy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leidy hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammond strikes out. Two outs. Henry Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercedes hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.